The 15-year-old Madison Memorial High School student was hit in the back while trying to flee an officer. The arrest stemmed from a warrant that was later found out to be a court mistake. It was the first time a police officer has used a stun gun in Madison schools. Police Chief Noble Ray has reviewed tapes of the incident and says the arresting officer followed department policies on use of force.
I also believe that when more information is revealed regarding this particular case, that others will reach the same conclusion.
Tasers are relatively new to the Madison Department, but Ray says they've been effective in apprehending suspects while keeping officers and citizens safe from the deadly force of real guns. He says stun guns have been used 92 times and resulted in injury in only 5 cases. The teenage boy, who was stunned with 50,000 volts, did not fall down or suffer obvious injuries, but he was taken to the hospital afterward as a precaution.
I have no reason to believe that we should not continue to use tasers. They have reduced injuries, and my belief that saved lives here.
Chief Ray says he's willing to host a community forum on the issue of stun guns and will request state guidelines for when tasers should be used. Schools in Minnesota recently started using tasers. Madison has only one school police officer trained to use the stun guns. The chief hopes to eventually have a taser for every police officer, whether that be in school hallways or on city streets. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.